Thank you for calling the customer support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Hello, I'm calling from Citizens Bank on behalf of a customer. She was claiming fraud on a couple transactions, so I'm just trying to see if you can see if she has an account with you guys.
Hold for just a moment. Can I have the customer zip code, please, ma'am?
It's 87402.
Can I have your name, please?
My name's Joella.
Hold for just a moment.
Okay.
Can I have you spell your first name?
It's Joella.
And your last name?
Apodaca.
Can I have the customer email address?
It should be lilesn@aol.com.
And can I have her first name?
It's Catalina.
And may I have you verify her address for me, please?
2606 Edgecliff Drive, Farmington, New Mexico, 87402.
Okay, hold for just a moment. So by looking at this account, ma'am, it looks like she entered a sweepstakes to win a mixture. And she was enrolled into our meal planner app. We give customers a $20 rate to stay. The meal planner app helps boost your energy and cut back sugar and carb cravings.
Oh, into a meal planner. And it was a sweepstakes kind of thing?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and how much was the trial offer for?
Okay, so it's $59.89,
okay.
But we're giving customers a $20 rate to stay.
Oh, $59. Okay. Are we able to get this canceled and possibly refunded?
So I can get the account canceled. And what I can do to at least help her out, ma'am, she was charged $59.89. So since this is considered a valid charge, I can provide her with a 25% refund. She will get back $14.97 back in her account.
Okay. Well, if she files a dispute, will she get the full amount back?
Okay. So, unfortunately, so I can provide her with a 50% refund. She will get back $29.95 back in her account.
Okay. Well, if you can't do the full amount, maybe we'll just file on it.
I can provide her with a 75% refund. She would get back $44.92 back in her account.
No, I think we'll just aim for the full amount.
Okay, so what we can do to at least help her out, we can provide her with a $55 refund. It is a $5 non-refundable fee. So she would get back in her account $54.89.
And then we'd still have to file on the additional $4. No, we'll probably do the full because then we'll still have to file.
She will get her full refund back in her account within 3 to 5 business days. And is there anything else I can assist you with, ma'am?
No, that'll be it if she will get the full refund back.
Okay, thank you for calling us. Well, have a great day.
You too.